say a comprehensive term that you might use to refer to animals like skunks or weasels or foxes, you know, animals that would get into your hen roost and get your chickens. You might say, well, I'm just going to get my gun and get rid of them.
I can't think of any.
Very people use the word varmint.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they were just specifically referring to those or referring to basically all sorts of animals as varmints.
This little animal that you see around here a lot with the bushy tail runs around the trees.
A squirrel.
Different kind?
Yeah, we have gray squirrels like they have up here. We have fox squirrels too, which have really big bushy tails and are bigger than the gray squirrels and are a little reddish colored. And then they also have flying squirrels at home, which are small, and they have under their front feet, they have sort of flaps of skin so that they can sort of form wings when they go flying about.
I've seen a lot of these little animals about so long, brown. Seems that they have dark stripes down their back. They run along the ground mostly.
Chipmunks. Uh-huh. We don't have those at home.
I had never really seen too many of them before I got up here. Have you ever heard people call chipmunks?
Ground squirrels.
You were talking about fish, freshwater fish last time. What about some different types of seafood that are available in the stores and wholesale?
Okay, we can get shrimp and crab and oysters and mullet. Sometimes you can get snapper, but not too often.
Fly seafood?
Yeah.
And talking about, you know, fish, amphibians, whatever, this animal that you hear croaking on the long pond at night, you call that?
A bullfrog.
He's the one with the...
with the real, real deep voice.
Well, is there a type that usually stays on dry land, maybe around the garden?
I don't know if that's a frog or a toad, but we always just call them frogs.
What about toad frogs?
I've heard that used, but
usually toad.
Usually a frog.
A frog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever seen just these little tiny ones, about so big?
That are green?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rain frogs.
Rain frogs.
They usually start going when it rains.
Why is that?
I don't know, but they do, and I can't really describe what they sound like, but they sound different from a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.
And they're green, like you said. And the only times I've ever heard them have been either when it's raining or right after it rained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have had people tell me that it literally they actually rain from the sky.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And
these little frogs.
I should have asked you this the other day when you were talking about different types of freshwater fish, but what do most people use for bait?
Worms. Sometimes you use crickets. If you're going casting with a rod and reel, usually an artificial lure.
Yeah.
Sometimes you use cut bait. You'll say catch a fish that you don't want to say it's like a brim and is real small, and you'll just gut him and cut him into little chunks and use that.
Have you ever used this prepared bait when you're going catfishing?